Tuesday, September 7th, it's 2 o'clock of 2021. We are here to hear parcel number 710-085-35025. Long one. My name is Glenda Mudgett. I'm going to let the rest of everybody introduce themselves, and then Margaret will do the swearing in of witness.
Luann Deere, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Dale Wadsley, Total Assessment Solutions.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office. Therese Martin.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
And Ms. Green, unless you can introduce yourself.
My name is Terry English. I'm the agent for the owner.
Okay. I'll let Margaret go ahead and swear you in.
If you'll all raise your right hand, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
Okay. Mr. English?
He did it.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're going to let Assessor go first, and then Mr. English, you can present your case. I also would like to ask you, did you turn in your evidence?
I did send evidence last week. Did y'all get my evidence?
Who did you send it to?
I imagine where it was supposed to go. I don't know where that went. Let me go find out from my assistant where she sent it.
Okay.
This is the only thing I got.
That's the only thing I got.
One page with a sales circle.
Oh, I got that.
Let's see what he says.
Did you get that too, Chrissy?
Nope, this is all I got. What's her application? And I've already had Allison look.
You've already had Allison look?
I had her before when I printed this, see if she had anything in addition to whatever.
I think she sent something over. I don't know. I guess the basic thing, the same sold for $1,850,000 on for less than what it says for. Although I think what we sent over was the confirmation that it did sell for $1,850,000. And my opinion of value was somewhat less than that. But did y'all find what we did send?
The only thing that they received from you was the application. But there was no evidence presented, so we can either go forth or.
Okay. She's gonna look and see where she sent us to, but I guess.
Well, while she's doing that, I'm gonna go ahead and let Tass/assessor present their side, and then you will have time to present yours.
Yeah, because this shows what they're asking for, the amount. But.
Okay, this is apartment complex at 801 South German, Donaghy Court Apartments. When I went, I was out running around verifying sales the first part of this year. I went down there and talked to them, and the girl that was there, she had only been there a little while, and she gave me a number to call. I called a fellow that helps people buy and sell these. This, in my best understanding, is a Section 42. It still is a Section 42, even though it's 15 years old. It's coming off 2021. So what I had to do is value it for 2020, January 21, whatever. And I sent out a sheet to you all, and I'm sorry you can't read it. We were trying to blow it up and get it bigger. It's just the system won't allow us to do it. But we've got, like I said, we've got it's got the income on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we use 5%,
mm-hmm.
which is normal, typical. We used, I believe, 45% expenses, or 50, and capped it at 6.5. Now, we had talked this morning about cap rates a little bit on apartments, and the reason why I was using a 7, and I'm using 6.5 on this one. Apparently, they don't like the 6.5. The sheet I sent out this morning also, I told y'all to keep this one around. You'll see it again. It's in here. Okay. It is the fourth sale down, and it is at $46,250 per unit. That's using the actual income.
What'd you say it was, 41?
46,250.
Okay.
If you look at the top, Deer Meadows, which the name has changed to Lake something, and it's townhomes, which are going to be a little higher, and it's at $86,250 a unit. We've got the Village apartments. If you remember them, they've been in here several times. I think Travis brought them in here numerous times. They're older, and they sold for $52,000, say $700. And of course, you got the Glenrock out there that sold for an amazing $97,500.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how I valued this.
Just let me know when it's my turn.
Are you done?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So, do you have his income in front of you?
The what in front of us?
Income.
The Dale, does Dale have his income in front of you?
That's a sheet I passed.
Sheet.
No, the other one I
passed. Oh, this one, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We have it. Go on.
Okay, so in general, as he indicated, this is coming off of some low-income housing. They're using 6.5% on that. All the other apartments are at 7% cap rate. And y'all know what that is. I'm imagining you're in the Board of Equalization. So if you take the net income that he has on his sheet, if you see that there, the net income is $122,761. Mm-hmm. If you divide that by 0.07, which would be the cap rate, would give you a value of $1,757,500 or $600, something like that. I mean, $500. The property sold December of 2000 for $1,850,000. And in discussions with Dale, he's, you've got sales ratios and you got to report to the state. He's coming in on apartment complexes about 95% of market. So if you apply, we know the property sold for $1,850,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you apply 95%, which is the sales ratio, you come up with a value of $1,753,728, and most states require that you at least be similarly appraised and similarly looked at. And if you use, again, the 7% cap rate that all the other apartments that we're competing with, it comes up with almost the same number. Again, the 7 cap rate is $1,753,728. And the 95% is $1,757,500, all point to the same value, which we would be happy with, as we just want to be fair and equal.
My turn?
Yeah, that's all I have at this time.
Okay.
First off, on Section 42 apartments, there is no risk in these. You build them and they will come is basically how it is. So we use a lower cap rate. We always have used a lower cap rate because we're using actual rents, what they can collect that the government allows them to collect. So we're using those and we're using the lower cap rate because it is a lower risk. I told him earlier, be lucky it's me. The state came out a couple years ago and says we ought to be using 5 for a cap rate. I'm not doing that. I mean, that's crazy. But I did drop it a half point because it is, like I say, low income. If this thing is coming off the Section 42s, like the one Jeff ran into one time on Midland, they were coming off Section 42s, but they couldn't throw anybody out as they left. It was rented at market. If this thing is coming off Section 42, in the next couple of years, this is going to be a lot higher value because they're going to be using market.
Right.
Sure, then I'll use a different cap rate because it is no longer, it's going to have more risk to it than something you hang, you put on the internet and people beat your doors down trying to get in. You know, it's just, this is what we've been doing for 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Were any of those others that sold have any Section 42 in them?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, like the blue folks, they had a rebuttal one time.
Say that again.
No, like they had a rebuttal statement. I'm not, you know, trying to figure out the process here.
Okay, I think Dale's talked long enough. You can have your 2 minutes, and then that's it.
All right, and I appreciate that. Well, you know, I've been in the business for 40-plus years and been appraising properties. Section 8, Section 42, comes with a risk. The clientele on those are litigious. You know, they sue people. You know, they tear up properties. Expenses are higher in general. And certainly, I've seen a lot of that. I have some Section 8 myself in properties, and the risk there, and that's what cap rates are, risk rate. And we're really going to be dealing the same way as everybody else. There should be.
I think we lost him.
Hello?
Range.
Yeah, we lost you for a little bit.
Okay, I'm back?
Yes.
So, and again, his ratio shows that he's appraising properties at 95% in your county here, and we should be, based on the law that says that we should be at the same level as everybody else, then 95% should be the prevailing. And the good part about this, we know what it's sold for. All right, that's recorded. $1,850,000. So if you take the $1,850,000 is what the market is, and you take 95%, again, it's $1,750,000. Nothing further. I mean, at the most, I mean, it should be at $850,000. I mean, it was already overstated. It's been overstated in prior years. Nothing further.
I have a question. If we're looking at 20 deeds and it sold for $1,850,000, then they thought it was worth $1,850,000 when they paid that 20, right?
But you do understand the ratio? Do you understand the policy there?
Yes, I'm just wondering about the sales price.
And I think he's testified, or at least we had a conversation, he's running statistical analysis, the standard deviation is 0.3, and given a ratio of 95%, and we know what it sold for. And based on the Board of Equalization's job is to make sure everybody's at the same level. If the level is at 95%, we should be at the same.
Okay, I'm going to stop the discussion right now. The board's going to meet and discuss it, and you'll get a letter within 10 days.
All right, there's no
determination. You rebutted, he rebutted, you're done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Treating everybody the same, as long as y'all you know, like Section 42 apartments, housing,
so
whatever. As long as we can you know, value those the same.
That's what I'm thinking.
Then,
yeah,
then
the
that's,
rest of these
and
are
that
done.
Don't mean that everything's going to come in at 95% of what it's sold
sure.
for. You're going to have a range there. Some of it's going to
yeah.
be a little less, some of it's going to be a little bit more.
That.
That's just how it happens.
Well, if they're part time.
And we're going to sales chase.
Yeah, there's numbers are still
yeah, which these are not the ones that we have here. either section 8 or section 42.
None of these are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was something that was.
But we do value what other ones are section 8.
Yeah, the section 8.
And it's treated the same.
Have got, you know, special treatment, we'll work off their actual needs and not what they should be getting.
We need to, I mean, usually we see Rick Smith in here and he wasn't in here this year.
Yeah.
And he's definitely on section 8.
Alright, I'm just.
So, you know, it's.
I'm just trying to.
Let me just say too, from a property management standpoint, I mean, if you're on section 8, section 42, I mean.
Like Allison being part-time last year, won't have an officer.
You know, he said, oh, I think tear them up, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there were.
That's the rest of the irrelevant.
Those places get inspected, they're looked at, those people are not, they kick them out. So they are specially watched by.
I mean, that makes sense.
Conway Housing Authority, somebody.
Yeah, okay.
On that.
They're gonna get less because they work less hours.
Yeah, they will still kinda.
Your ratio.
They will get kicked off.
Well, if it's a, you had that in your part-time based off. People wouldn't, you know, any part.
That's gonna be anywhere anymore. So we got them assessed at $1,888,600.
That actually.
He's fighting.
Yeah, he's got $1,600,000, then he's come up to $1,700,000.
Yeah, he said he'd be happy with $1,757,600. If we put them back at a 7% cap like everybody else.
Yeah, but. We don't, but Rich Smith, what do we have them at?
Don Lane, I don't know.
I don't know, I'm saying like.
That's what Todd Smith part of it is.
Yeah, I mean, because they get.
They get a lot of section.
Section 8.
I do some property management. I've dealt with Section 8, not so much 42, but I'm just telling you, it's guaranteed money to them that they get in. And those tenants are watched. They can be kicked off of that list if they don't. If they do a lot of damage, if they do stuff to them. I'm not doing any right now, Section 8, but I've dealt with it for a number of years. I agree with the cap rate of the 6.5. I'm sorry.
Is that a motion?
Is that a motion? Yeah.
I can make
one. I can make a motion with no change.
Okay, you go ahead, Jeff. You do it.
Make a motion with no change.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Parcel number 7100835-025, no change. Okay. Anything else before we adjourn?